Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Something just hasn't been adding up with Luigi Mangione's behavior. He shoots a man in the back on a Manhattan sidewalk, then sits in an Altoona McDonald's for 40 minutes while his face is on every screen in America. He gives up his real identity without a fight. He tells police about the knife that they missed that he has on him. He never touches a backpack with a gun inside. In custody, he talks constantly about healthcare, about his travels, about his books. There's a lot to break down here about Luigi Mangione. Jennifer Coffendaff, a retired FBI special agent, is with us. We're hearing more about his chatty Cathy-ness with the guards in the prison. Some of that is starting to come to light in some of these hearings. What's your take on that, where he's allegedly, according to the guards, even brought up his gun that he has, the 3D printed gun and silencer? They're trying to fight all this and suppress it from getting into trial. But what does it tell you about Luigi, the fact that he's ready to just start chatting it up with the random guards wherever he's at the second he's caught?
Well, I think a couple of things. First of all, number one, he is, as I said, this is his first rodeo. I don't think he really understands the breadth of the legal system, how all of this can and will be used against him. He just doesn't seem to grasp that. And number two, I'm not sure he thinks that there is a way out. I think it's in his lawyer's hands, but just like when he immediately sort of came clean with his name, I think he really doesn't know that he has a way out.
Do you think that he thought that he was, I mean, obviously there is a faction of our society that is looking at him as some sort of folk hero.
Yep.
Through, I think, very misguided prism. But do you think that he thought that it was going to be greater, that there was going to be more of this, that even the law was going to be on his side going, oh, you shot the CEO? Oh, well, you don't need to sit in the back seat anymore behind the cage. You come up here. I just got a donut. You want it? Here. I
mean, yeah, we'll stop at Arby's.
I mean, do you think there was a really extreme grandiose level of thinking that was going on for a period of time with this guy? Because obviously he's young and he's dumb, but I'm just wondering how much of that is mixed with entitlement as well.
I think you're exactly right. You hit it on the head. This is somebody that has excelled at everything he's done. He went Ivy League. He was in a private school. He was at the top of that class. This is a guy who could have paved his way and done anything, and he thinks it's pretty special. And I wouldn't doubt at all that in his sort of messed up notion of the world that he thought people would be going, this is amazing. I'm so glad you cowardly shot somebody in the back. Way to go. I'm behind you. And of course, we've seen millions be behind him. I mean, it's sick to me to see the commercialization of his face, to see him announced at concerts and people go wild, to see the women flock in to support him. It's really sickening, but expected at this point.
I was going to ask about that. What does it say about our society that we are, and I don't mean we as in myself, but that we are elevating a murderer to like iconic status, if you will. I mean, people were buying the jacket he was wearing. They were buying Luigi, you know, hats from the Mario Brothers. You know, it's kind of a crazy thing that we elevate somebody who just killed someone.
Well, I will say for sure, this isn't a first at all. Right now, if you go on Amazon, you can buy Ted Bundy's hoodie, you know, the hoodie look-alike replicas. Mm-hmm. You can go and buy any mass murderer memorabilia type. I'm not saying the ones they wore, but replicas, knockoffs of things that people wore. And, you know, Ramirez, who was one of the worst serial killers, such a sicko, and girls flocked to him. And, you know, people write Brian Koberger and want to marry him. Look at what the Menendez brothers did to their parents, and people want you know, to marry them and did marry them. So this is nothing new, but it's certainly elevated in Luigi's case.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, what does it say? It says we are a society of bad decision makers.
Well, and people are donating their hard-earned money to this guy too for his defense, and he doesn't need it. So what side are you on? If you've got extra money to spare, give it to a charity for somebody who needs some medical care, because isn't that what he was fighting for, allegedly? It just, none of it makes sense. Have we all lost our minds?
Yes.
Okay.
There's no way to make sense of the nonsensical. And you have people in here, and really, it just harms themselves, right? They don't have the money to do things they should be doing, taking care of their kids, paying their rent, other things. And so it really only harms themselves, these lunatics that just, how about this? Take days out of your life to go to a trial, unless you're doing your job, right? You're a podcaster, you're a reporter. It's just so odd to me that you have that time in your day to go sit there and support a murderer.
It's different. Mm-hmm.
It is. It really says something interesting about those individuals. I mean, it seems kind of like it could be a see something, say something, where it's like, hey, this person's supporting this person in a really unhealthy way. Maybe we should take a closer look at what's going on in their lives. But again, until a crime is committed, you really can't go down that road. Do you think he looks back on this at all today thinking, you know, I think I might have bitten off more than I could chew? And maybe this wasn't the best of ideas. Or do you think he's just, you know, he's down this path now, and this is his plight in life, and he's gonna live it up to the best of his ability now, because there really is, you know, no other options here.
Well, when you look at what he did in advance of this crime and how he was living, traveling the world, it's almost like he said, this is my last hurrah. That's how I took everything he was doing in Asia and, you know, all the everything we see that he was doing. It seemed to me like, okay, this is my last hurrah because this is the motion and the path I am going. And there's going to be no more of this. So I think in a way he is committed to this choice he made.
Yeah. Where do you think we're going to be sitting here with the evidence? Because obviously this is an evidentiary hearing that's been going on this last week and going into this week. And they are certainly fighting to get certain things taken out, making those arguments that we had talked about of, you know, this should have been done this way or that way. The defense is going to, you know, they're making big hay out of that. Do you think the defense gets their way in any of this, with any of these pieces of evidence as they try to fight this? Where do you think the path leads going forward here?
Well, I think if police, after he was in custody, actually were asking questions, I think that could be thrown out. Because at the moment you as an officer are asking questions, other than things related to their health, you know, medication, they might just things like that. Other than that, if they're asking anything to do with the case, I think those answers could get thrown out pre-Miranda. As far as the backpack and the contents, I can't imagine any of that will get thrown out. Let me tell you why. Number one, there is no way in hell I am putting a backpack of a murderer, or at least a person I believe has committed the murder, based on the video and all the other evidence that surrounds that case that I would have been privy to. There is no way I'm putting a backpack from that guy in my car. There could be an IED in there that he, I mean, they missed the knife. He could have just hit a little button on that knife and exploded that thing and blew us all up. They had, law enforcement had not only the right, they had the responsibility to look in that bag and make sure it was safe, period, end of story. Now, as far as a complete, how much they looked and in the other pockets and wallets and things like that, listen, I personally would have got a search warrant the minute I knew there wasn't an IED in there. Having said that, you have to inventory search anything you take. If I arrest you in your car and I hold your car in, I have to inventory search it. If I don't inventory everything that's in there, any damages, what there is, then I could be held liable when you say, oh, I had a diamond necklace in there and now it's gone. So you have to inventory search. And just so all of that said, it's all coming in. But just say that you're really on the left and you say, this was illegal. There was no search warrant. I don't care about search incident arrest. I don't care about everybody's safety. The doctrine of inevitable discovery is in New York. It's in the federal law. It's in most states. And it basically says, if for some reason law enforcement screws up, not in this case, I don't think, but just say they screw up, it would have been inevitably discovered because there would have been probable cause that would have been developed to conduct that search. So I've now given you three reasons why I think it will stay.
Plus, it shows it was there initially, too. It can't be something where it gets into question of, well, then they took it here, and now suddenly this is in there, and he's denying it's there. He's not denying any of these things. They're just saying the way and the path you took to get there was illegal or was unlawful, even though, as you've stated there, probably not when it comes right down to it. It's just doesn't, you know, is this an example of we don't have much to work with here in terms of defending this man who's on camera shooting the CEO? So we're literally just kind of playing semantics.
No, I really think that they are hopeful that maybe they can get some of this excluded. You know, they're fighting hard to say, listen, he couldn't get to that backpack to say, grab the gun. And so that's why, but my whole thing is the IED. In this day and age, and somebody that's capable of building a gun off of a 3D printer diagram, this is no idiot, right? In terms of that, in terms of capability to build a weapon that could kill somebody. I have not heard any testimony that they're talking about that, that the officers are talking about that, but that would have been the first thing that would come to mind.
Sure.
Do you think that there are any copycats out there that the FBI are kind of watching? Is that something that they look at after a crime like this, that, wow, he's got a lot of support, somebody else is going to step up and try to steal the limelight, if you will?
Absolutely. I think they look constantly as best they can at these threats that come in, right? Because after that, we saw all sorts of threats, and we actually saw arrest of a woman who basically threatened to, you know, kill somebody else. She was hauled in and arrested, and because she actually was very vibrant about, and then she said, no, I was just kidding. I didn't mean any of that. It was too late. Handcuffed and everything else. So you can bet they're on the lookout for that. But honestly, what I worry about more are the people like Luigi Mangione that aren't talking about it in advance, but they're in the background plotting. They have a self-grandiose, you know, feeling about themselves, and they are focusing on some issue that they think will make them this gigantic martyr that will never be forgotten. If you can't put in the work to be famous and you have all the tools, it's so easy to be infamous. It takes one incident like this.
That's very true.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month, From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.